It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGNR. Right, we've heard these stories of towns trying to attract new residents as some of means and offering rewards. There's another one out of Indiana, Greensburg, Indiana, and they're offering people $7,000 in cash and gift incentives if they move there. They've got to work remotely. They don't want to take a job from someone in Greensburg, Indiana, but if you want to work remotely from a nice small town in Indiana, rural Indiana, you might be able to pick up $7,000 in benefits. But wait a minute, there's more. This move comes with the grandma and grandpa. Tammy and Dan Wenning. I just have to laugh when I say it, you guys. Tammy and Dan Wenning are on a phone line with me. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
So, Tammy, you start. You are going to be a volunteer grandma for people who move into town?
Yeah. that was the offer I threw on the table.
And you came up with the idea?
Yeah, I run Decatur County Community Foundation also, and I meet kind of regularly with the mayor and some county representatives and tourism, economic development, chamber of commerce. Anyway, we were trying to figure out, if you were moving into a new community, what things would you, you know, what would you miss if you left where you grew up or whatever? So we talked about what we could offer that would make us sound different. And I kind of volunteer to watch people's kids anyway when I have spare time. And I threw out there that we could be grandparents to go. So if you move to our community and you have a child that's, you know, elementary school age, they have grandparents stay here, and it's a big deal. And I thought it'd be sad to be a young person and move away from your family and friends and, you know, be here and not have a grandma or grandpa to show up. So I said, we could do that.
So, Dan, does your wife volunteer you for stuff like this a lot?
Yeah, probably a little too much. But that's okay. I like kids.
What were your thoughts when she came home and told you this?
It's Tammy. I don't know what else I can say. But I spend my life around kids anyway. I'm a school bus driver, and I minister to kids at church. So it's just something we do anyway.
That's fantastic. Now, okay, it's one thing to show up at Grandparents' Day at school. That's good. You know, it's not that it's easy. That's a nice thing. But grandma's come with some other benefits. I'm just wondering what your best cookie is, Tammy.
Oh, my gosh. I love with kids. I have a drawer in the kitchen for when my actual grandkids are here. It's got kid-sized rolling pins and stuff. But when my kids were small and the neighbor kids were small, letting them make sugar cookies and make a grand mess, I kind of specialize in that because I don't care what it looks like. I can always sweep it up.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, baking in the kitchen is fun. And our yard is kind of a kid's dream. We've got the sand pile and we've got the Tonka trucks and in season, we have berries and all that kind of stuff to pick and eat.
Tammy and Dan Wenning are with us. They're volunteer grandparents. They're real grandparents, but they're volunteering to be substitute grandparents. If people relocate to the town of Greensburg, Indiana, they get a cash incentive, about $7,000 if you move there, but grandparents as well. And so, Tammy, Greensburg is kind of between Indianapolis and Cincinnati?
Yes.
Okay. And Dan, tell me about the town. What is it that would attract people to move there?
Well, it's a small town.
How small?
Okay. I'm the one who knows all the details on
this. See, there she goes again, Dan. She just steps right in, doesn't she? I get it now.
Yeah.
Greensburg has around 11,000 citizens. The county itself is Decatur County, and all told, there's around 26,000 people who live in the entire county. Where I work is located in Greensburg, but we represent the entire county. And this program, actually, it doesn't just have to be, a person doesn't have to relocate just in the city of Greensburg. They can relocate anywhere in Decatur County. So it depends upon what you're asking about, how big it is. But Greensburg has got all the good things about a small town. You know, mom and pop restaurants, other restaurants. We've got an Indonesian restaurant that people come to from states away because it's one of the only truly authentic Indonesian restaurants. Our downtown square is pretty vibrant. We always have people stop in and comment on how much activity seems to be going on. And we have a movie theater, and we have, you know, the shopping for the things you need immediately. if a person thinks that they're going to move away from all the culture and all the excitement or whatever, and they're worried they'll miss it, when I told you earlier, we are on Interstate 74, and we are an hour's drive from downtown Cincinnati or downtown Indianapolis, which each have NFL teams, they have NBA teams, they have, you know, theater, they have concerts, all the things that you could want that are big, but what they don't have is what we have, is small town, quiet living, two great school corporations, and a safe place, a friendly place to raise your kids.
That's Tammy and Dan Wedding, the volunteer grandparents, if you were to move to Greensburg, Indiana. Tammy, Dan, I'm glad that you don't live off I-65 because no one in Chicago wants to visit anyone off I-65.
I don't blame them.
Well, good luck. I'm sure you already are great grandparents, wonderful grandparents, but you will be wonderful grandparents to the people who take up this offer, too. Thank you so much for spending part of your Friday with us.
We appreciate you reaching out and talking to us. And it's been kind of surprising how much attention the grandparent thing has garnered.
Yeah.
But Danny and I both, our kids grew up too quick, and we're not really that old yet. We still have a lot of things we'd like to do and fun things that we can do with kids.
Dan,
and
she's doing it again, Dan.
Sharing that with other people.
She's doing it again, Dan. I can tell. You got something new coming.
I can tell, yeah.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
All right, Steve, you too.
It's Chicago's afternoon news. Let's head into the weather area and the traffic area and the Mary area.